This movie actually really reminded me of a game.
Well, yeah, Ouija.
No. The game where you take two Ambien and then try not to fall asleep. Review. Yeah, remember when we thought Battleship was the dumbest board game you could possibly make a movie out of? We were wrong. We were so wrong.
I still remember writing a news story years and years ago how Hasbro was entering the movie business.
I remember that.
And going, oh, are you fucking kidding me? This is the, I pulled out my Bible going through Revelations. I was like, are you sure it's not in there?
And lo, I saw the fourth rider and he sat on the Monopoly call.
Well, that was it. It was Monopoly, Candyland, and Stretch Armstrong were the other ones in that article.
Monopoly, which was one of the first ones they announced.
Yeah.
Like a remake. That, the remake never happened. And then Monopoly with Ridley Scott was in that, which were directing it, which has never happened.
It's
and
crazy.
Yet we get Ouija.
Well, yeah. Battleship sank a lot of those projects. It literally did. It tanked so hard that they were like, oh, well, let's cancel Stretch Armstrong. Let's cancel the Tonka Trucks movie was another one.
Like,
Candyland.
The Tonka Trucks?
Yeah.
So Candyland could have worked. And Ouija, that cancels all of them.
Well, here's the problem that they're not understanding. Universal doesn't get. They've already made several movies about the Ouija board. They just couldn't call it the Ouija board. There's the Witch Board series.
Yeah, which is the first one, at least, is fun to watch.
There's Don't Panic, which is a Mexican Ouija board horror film. And then there's The Oracle, which is about a Ouija board that actually looks like a hand with a quill pen that writes, because none of them had the rights to use the word Ouija.
There's probably others, too.
Yeah. There's it actually plays a big part in Paranormal Activity 1.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Like, I think that's the most, in most recent history, I think that not only do I think that that's the most iconic scene of using a Ouija board, but I feel like that scene alone was better.
Like, that one scene to me
nailed it.
Was scarier than this entire movie.
But we are the Unusual Suspects, and we're talking about the new movie based on the game, the first one with a trademark name, so it must be the best.
Let's see. Is Chris here? Oh, yes. Is JC here? Yes.
It's funny, when you put your hand together like a Ouija, I thought you were doing the Diamond Dallas Page.
You know what's great is that no one at home can see this, so I'm not sure why I'm even doing this gag.
You're not supposed to do it alone, man. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Michael, is that you?
Yeah, you'll grow hair in your palms.
Yes, it's me.
You're moving it.
No, you're moving it.
I'm not moving.
You're moving it. Elliot, are you here?
Yeah.
Holy shit, you guys.
I'm just watching a specific room in the background, so y'all do what you want.
Made a connection with the other side.
The thing is, when I was a kid, I remember this being a subject of urban legend and myth. Like, you could buy them.
I thought you meant movies were a myth to you.
No. I didn't live that far in the middle of Bumfuck.
It was just Citizen Kane.
It was just near Bumfuck.
Near Bumfuck. Bumfuck adjacent.
Exactly. So, West Virginia.
No, shut up, Elliot. Or the next horror movie you see is going to be the one that you're the first girl.
We got a callback.
Really? The black guy's going to die first? Real original, Chris.
It's meta. Because it's the last thing
you would
expect.
It would fit this
anymore.
Movie where the one minority is the spoiler that Ellie is telling. Can we cut that part out?
No. Too late. People are going to hate you now.
There's a minority in this movie?
But you know what I mean? Like, there is... There was genuinely...
She's Jessica Albanian.
There's genuinely something...
To steal a joke from Leard.
There was genuinely something creepy about the concept of this whole thing because it was so accessible. You could get it anywhere. And it was like, it's a game that lets you contact the dead. But it's a game that lets you contact the dead. And by the way, don't do these things or you'll probably die.
Okay. So I've never actually purchased a Hasbro Ouija board.
You can get them at the stores where they sell the kitty cat calendars.
Right, but do they have rules?
Not so much as like rules that come with them. There's been a sort of urban lore.
Okay, so
over time,
neither the game nor the film has any actual rules that it follows.
Well, in the film they establish some of the true rules. You're not supposed to ever play someplace like directly over where someone died.
Okay,
like, that's a bad idea. No graveyards either where the bodies are. Don't do that. And you have to say goodbye, or they'll stick around and they won't go. That's a rule. However, this movie starts those rules and immediately just says, well, they don't really have anything to do with
it. I felt like the abandonment of the goodbye rule was going to be a huge twist.
Well, yeah.
There's another movie that I forgot the name of it, but that's actually the big crux of that movie is that they never say goodbye and then the spirit follows them around. But
Titanic?
Let go of the jewels. So, but before we get too deep into this, do we want to go over just a bit of what can only loosely be called a plot?
No. No, here's the plot. It's exactly what you think it is. Somebody uses a Ouija board, something bad happens. It's the whole, that's it. Like, yeah. There's literally no, like, there's no surprises whatsoever to be had in this movie.
Not a single one.
Except the fact that for the first good 20 minutes of this movie, it is the dullest thing. I fell asleep in a horror film that was using so many jump scares that I expected some, like, salesman to pop up and be like, come on down to Jumpy Joe's House of Scares. Cheapest scares this side of the Mississippi.
But Elliot is right. At least a brief idea of what it's about. We start off seeing, like, that there's a girl named Debbie, blonde chick, of course, because they're always the first to go, who, like, meets up with her friend, who's the girl with the tube upper nose from Bates Motel television series, who's like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm okay. Oh, I was playing with a Ouija board, but never mind. I'm sure it's fine. And then, of course, we see that the Ouija board is still haunting her. She looks through the planchette, which is not part of the mythology.
Okay.
The
okay.
Whole look through the planchette.
I thought that was a strong addition to the mythology.
So did the marketing team.
But, well, okay. Have you
but,
guys. Sorry.
She gets possessed by a ghost by doing it and kills herself. Flash to later, where all the friends are like, oh, I can't believe she'd never do that. Hey, here's her old Ouija board. Let's try and contact her in the house. But it opens a doorway. And now they're all being haunted by this ghost who, conveniently enough, kills them by making them kill themselves.
But
more often than not, which is one of the biggest horror cheap outs that there is, if you ask me.
I just, the thing that bothers me is this movie starts when they're little kids and they have a Ouija board. And the only reason that scene is there is for the first cheap jump scare. Nothing about what happens when they're kids has any bearing whatsoever on what happens to them as adults. It's like she starts playing with the Ouija board as an adult. That's when she makes the connection. So literally, it starts the way most horror movies like this do, where it's like, when we were kids, we played with the Ouija board and nothing fucking happened.
That scene was there because I did notice that the board they were using in that opening scene is the actual official licensed plastic.
No, you're right. That's exactly why
it's there.
Product
Whereas
if
placement.
They were to use that for the rest of the movie, you'd be like, seriously?
Yeah,
the one you get in the store?
But, I'm not trying to be cheap, but the marketing's like, look, we got to get our real board in so that when people go buy it, they're like, oh, that's
they know what
movie.
It's supposed to look like.
Mm. But no, essentially, like, from the plot, that the way you described it, and even the way it seems as you watch it, it's kind of like the people making it had the idea of, it's like, well, how do we make this movie? Let's just make this movie as if it were Final Destination. And then
Exactly. Okay.
Yes.
Not even as clever as the worst Final Destination.
JC has such a great point because I was watching this movie, and only thing that kept me awake was I felt like I was watching other movies.
Yeah.
I felt like I was watching, when you talk about the past, and they have a dimension where they talk about, okay, there's these kids from the past, from the 50s, and there's a whole storyline with them that got me thinking of The Conjuring. And how you have separate spirits and all this stuff. So, like, at The Conjuring, then we find the artifact in the attic. That's sinister. Oh,
Lynn Shea is literally in this movie. Yeah. Here's Insidious.
Yeah, so it's Insidious. And then, oh, you know, you can't really fight this villain, and it'll take you out in ironic ways. Final Destination. It felt like a bad version in a different genre of Edge of Tomorrow. How Edge of Tomorrow was such a great committee movie that you could tell that they had rewritten it to where they sharpened it. It felt like this movie was put together by the marketing professionals and not by the real storytellers.
Well, it was put together by people who only experience in movies as crap like Knowing. Do you remember that? Nicolas Cage,
gosh,
End of the World piece of shit?
Yeah.
And it feels like they took an old horror sequel script to something else that was obviously terrible, dusted it off, and just changed the names and the circumstances.
Let's put iPhones in it. It'll
because
be current.
Everything in here screams horror script written in, like, the early 90s.
So Scream.
Yeah, you know.
So it screams
like
Scream.
Scream, but nowhere, but, like, making Scream look like Citizen Kane by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, even the, you know, I don't mind a movie with a lot of jump scares if it's still fun. Like, Insidious is a lot of jump scares, but it's still fun.
But the jump scares are primarily based on supernatural shit.
True.
This movie is a bunch of cheap, fake-out jump scares.
Yeah.
One after another. I remember there was a girl sitting behind us at one point said, is anything that scares you in this movie actually going to be something that's supposed to be scary?
Yeah.
I felt like there were a few jumps that actually paid off. I felt like the first, I don't know, the first time they actually showed a ghost, I felt like that was a strong scene.
Well, I mean,
I felt like that whole scene was a fairly strong scene.
I was like, man, I might be turning around this movie, and then it just kind of.
That's the thing is that the only scenes that really do work at all is when the ghosts are actually on screen,
right?
And I'll hand it to the CG department. The ghost actually looks pretty.
And the makeup department, because at one point it is practical.
Yeah.
At one point there is somebody in makeup,
and it's good.
It's a cool looking ghost, but. We really know there's just the barest attempt to give it backstory.
Yeah.
It's the way we find out is and the rules that are established. Like, really, how do you know?
My favorite part about them researching the backstory, once they figure out that they have to find out who the people were that lived in the house before, he literally goes to Google and all he types in is archives, comma, missing girl.
First,
bam.
First result he clicks on.
It's like, you should be the FBI. There's a bunch of white girls that are missing that you gotta find.
The jump scares that are fake are so poorly done that one of the first ones is one of those, like, open the door and, oh, there's a guy. And the way it's set up is, like, you can even see if you're looking at it, the only way he would be standing there is if he had been hiding behind a door against the wall.
Yeah, there's
that's
no,
the only
there's
way
no
he
practical
would have been
reason for
there.
Him to be standing
there. Honestly, there was a part during the movie where I felt like I was watching Cabin in the Woods, and Bradley Whitford's character was just sitting there.
Damn. Yeah.
Open the door. Open the door. We can't have the old ones rise.
I was going to save that for my
final thought.
No, but you're right, though. The whole time I was like, maybe what I'm actually watching is one of the scenarios from Cabin in the Woods that isn't as entertaining, so they have to rely on Japan or Peru or the Antarctic because this one isn't pleasing the old gods enough. Because because at one point they sit on the table, there's exactly five of them, and I was like, yeah, this isn't a real movie. It's a scenario from Cabin in the Woods.
That's how I'm going to think about every bad horror movie from now on. Yeah.
I feel like we're trying to be so nice that we're making this movie better in retrospect.
Oh, I'm prepared to be very mean to this movie because it is a steaming pile of shit.
Well, this is what you get. When you have Michael Bay involved in the production of a horror movie that's under a license.
Yeah. That was from the beginning,
to just
man.
Sell stuff. I mean, I was leaning over Brian at one point. I was like, the amount that they kept reminding you that you could buy a Ouija board and that there were rules to the Ouija board and here's how the Ouija board is played. I was like, they might as well just put like a touch button on the screen, like buy now.
We should put one in this review.
You can reach up and it's like, oh, there you, wow, you could buy it just by pointing at the screen.
In the Amazon page.
Yeah, this movie should be called Ouija Against Humanity.
It's like, don't watch a boring horror film, play a boring board game.
Yeah, it still baffles me they call this a board game. You're like, it's not a game.
You know who wins? No one.
Yeah,
that's not true. Hasbro wins.
Yeah, true.
I don't think it is Hasbro.
Oh, no, Zool wins.
Zool wins.
So, like, presuming there's no such thing as spirits and there's no way to contact them through the board, but some people do have a reaction, then it's a game in the sense that one of your friends is a dick.
Yeah.
And if there are spirits and you can contact through the board, then you're all stupid.
Or signs of mental illness, whichever one.
Yeah. Probably the mental illness. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in poor performances almost
so
all around.
Awful. Really bad.
So fucking just the basic words that people say. My favorite, she sits down and be like, are we going to go to that party tonight? It's like, that party? Well, what?
My favorite is they go to at one point in the movie, as you see in a lot of horror movies, you'll go to an older person for counsel. They'll be like, I got to go talk to this person.
There's
got to
be a Mexican person here somewhere.
No, that was one. But then the other one who is clearly crazy. And you're just like, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Do what the crazy old lady says.
When Lin Shaye shows up in this movie, I audibly went, oh, no. No, be in a better horror movie, so Lin
Shaye.
They
literally had to wheel her out for this.
Although she didn't need to be wheeled out.
True.
Yeah.
Just her character, which was... I don't know. Yeah. There's so many things. Like, there's almost every scene in this movie, the moment the frame starts, you can tell everything that's going to happen.
The first death, you could tell when that shot, the way they composed it, I was like, oh, this is what's going to happen.
Here's how I know this movie's predictable. All of the morons behind us sounded like Sherlock Holmes. They knew everything that was going to happen, and they said it out loud, and they were very proud of themselves, which made me want to turn around like the granddad in Princess Bride, be like, yeah, she's very smart. Shut up.
We all know.
Peter Falk, that's what I'm saying.
And then the twist, as it were, that comes towards the end. I'm sorry, if you don't see that coming, I don't know what to tell you. It's
well, because if it's not that, then the movie would have ended 20 minutes before a movie would end.
It's the preamble to Horror 101 writing, is all it is. Well, this has not even gotten to chapter one of Horror 101
but even
writing.
Then, that twist doesn't make sense, and I'm not gonna spoil it. But when you see the movie, if you see that twist, when you think about it after you get out, it doesn't make sense. for what the twist would have done.
I like how you're dancing around. I'm trying
to talk around.
Very noble.
Come on, baby.
It doesn't. Do you it's see just that the twist was lifted straight out of a sequel to another good movie.
Okay.
Many
good movies.
Right, yeah. Specifically the one I'm thinking of. Yeah,
Spin the wheel of vagity.
Talking around spoilers is a skill that I have nice at the game.
No, I remember you used to make fun of Martin for being the spoiler.
It's so much easier just to spoil it.
But now you're worse than he ever was.
I'm trying my best.
You've like been possessed. Did you call Martin with a Ouija board?
Damn it, I should have.
I say you know this what? Is what happens.
If you want to talk about Supernatural, and just if you want to get that fix, go see Book of Life. That's a much better movie. And it has supernatural elements. It's not scary, but
you mean the animated film?
Yeah, it's animated, but it's not a scary movie, but it has the
neither
afterlife.
Was this though, so
go yeah. see that instead and you will enjoy that movie. Don't see this.
Yeah, the only way to be scared by this movie is if you've got like a girl on your arm who is easily scared by such things and keeps fucking punching you and grabbing you and hurting you every time something jumps out.
I kind of like that, though. We have a safe word. Anyway, one of the things that
does sound like you, Brian.
Right. One of the things that really bothered me about this movie is, let me finish this because it's going to sound weird. It made me feel like a serial killer because they have this thing with serial killers where they've determined that they don't have startle reactions. Mm-hmm. Like they've done tests where they've literally thrown firecrackers behind serial killers and they don't react. Every time there was a jump scare, maybe because part of me saw it coming, but even the ones I didn't see coming, I couldn't react to. Like, it couldn't even make me jump in the slightest. And I'm like, oh shit, is there something wrong with me? No, it's just this movie is terrible. Thank God.
Well, let's go to final thoughts and start with Elliot.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like this is about 5 or 6 horror movies in one. It was written by a marketing committee. It's not worth your time. And I'm trying to be nice to it. Sounds, I know it doesn't sound like I'm trying to be nice to it.
It's hard. Even when you're trying to be nice, yeah, it's hard to
it's
sound
like,
that way.
Just because there was a scene that I did get legitimately frightened, I would give this a 2 out of 10. But again, don't see this. If you want to see a good horror movie, go see rent The Conjuring. That is an amazing horror movie. Rent that or see Sinister. Don't see this.
Or go back and see some classics. Watch The Exorcist, for Christ's sake.
I consider The Conjuring a classic now.
Fuck, this movie makes Annabelle look like a classic.
Yeah. 2 out of 10 what, Elliot?
Oh, sorry. 2 out of 10 mouth stitches.
JC?
I've got to say, like, thank God for Fantastic Fest, because, like, this year has just been a really weak year for wide-release horror. Thinking back on, like, what has some of the best ones have been, like, Oculus was kind of good. It's probably the best of the wide release ones. Like this, generic in every way. Like Brian said, anything you think will happen. We've seen the scene where, are you moving it? No. Are you sure you're not moving it? Like, seen that done to death.
In the Ouija board commercial from the 80s? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't know. Like, they don't make enough wide release horror movies like It Follows. And like, you know, there needs to be more movies like that, which whenever that comes out, definitely see that. Avoid this at all costs. I'm going to give it 1 out of 10 Hasbro board games.
Michael?
I didn't hate this movie nearly as much as everybody in this room seems to have hated
Yay!
This movie. I would much rather watch Ouija than The Conjuring. Same. I would much
I
rather.
Get it. Okay, you told me that earlier.
Hold on. That's fine.
Hold on.
I would
on.
Much I rather.
Put your seatbelts on.
Sorry. No, I'm, you know,
I felt like this movie was the least pretentious of the wide release horror movies I've seen this year. I feel like I've gone into The Conjuring, Insidious 2, Oculus. I mean, and I'm not necessarily. I enjoyed Oculus. The first two, Insidious 2 and The Conjuring, Oculus. I would never watch again. This movie, I'm not saying it was great, because it wasn't. It wasn't a good movie. But I felt like you said, I felt like this was one of the best ghost movies I've seen in a long time, because I generally hate ghost movies. I think ghosts are fucking stupid. let's just put that straight out here.
So you can say you're not afraid of a ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Yeah, however, that is not the same as not being afraid of a ghost.
But can we agree, that this shit could turn you white?
Yes.
Okay. If you weren't already.
White terror.
I
powder.
I think that's basically it. I felt like it was an unpretentious version of the ghost movies that have been coming out all year. I felt like I walked into the theater and walked out having seen exactly what I thought I was going to see. I was not surprised and not disappointed. I
agree with you in the context that that's true. It says, "Oh, Michael Bay's producing this about a Hasbro thing."
I feel like if you have been really wanting to see Ouija for the last 2 months, and then you go see it, you're probably gonna like it. Anybody who's been dying to see this movie is probably going to like this movie.
That's a good point because, yeah, it's like I said, it's pretty much everything I thought it was going to be, and I was thinking it was going to be bad. But if you are thinking it's going to be a good movie and that you're going to get exactly what you...
I disagree, like, because I wanted to see this movie. Like, I was really looking forward to it. But you know what? This is edifying for me because I'm usually the one that... is like liking a movie a lot. Yeah.
No, I didn't like it a lot.
But liking it more than the other person.
Yeah,
so
he's usually the.
This is like, and I respect your opinion. It's just weird. It's weird for me to
it's
be
like
on
a
the
body
other
swap
side of
comedy
it.
From the 80s.
Because like I know where you're sitting, where you're like, this wasn't that bad.
Freaky
we're, like,
film review
on it.
It's all right.
So I
mean,
understand where you're coming from.
That's the thing is, I don't necessarily disagree with any of the points
but
you guys.
It's the strength of the
but I feel like the movie itself wasn't. I didn't feel like it was any worse than it was going
to
be.
In the sense of it achieved everything, whatever the filmmakers wanted to achieve with it, it did.
Like. Yeah, and ultimately that's a bad movie. So I'm going to outweigh the scales here, I'm going to give it 5 out of 10 Lin Shays in a wheelchair.
Brian?
I understand everything you're saying, and to that I would add, fuck this movie, fuck Michael Bay, fuck Universal for releasing it, fuck the marketing team that wrote it, and literally the horse they wrote it in on. You know what? There's two major things. Take the entire concept out of this, and there's two major problems I have. One is that it is super dull. It is one of the dullest horror films I have ever seen. Like, I know it's based on Ouija, but I was Ouija bored throughout the first act of this movie. And two, there's no reason it has to be a Ouija. You could make it an 8-ball. You could make it a Zuni doll.
I would have liked this if this was Super 8-ball.
You could have made it that tiki idol that Peter Brady finds on the beach. It doesn't matter.
Okay. But, so if it weren't called Ouija, how much more would you like the movie?
I wouldn't like okay. if it was written where there were actual scares where
No. Same movie, but it's called
same movie.
Same movie, but it's called DZ.
I think you're making a good point.
What if they played it totally straight? And it was about chewing Bazooka Joe bubblegum.
I would be like intrigued, I guess,
so
as to why.
Baffled as to what was happening.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing.
Bazooka Joe!
It's the doldrums of horror movie filmmaking, where literally not only do things not happen for a long time, but the things that do happen are either cheap jump scares, or did you guys notice that there's no score throughout most of this movie?
Yeah.
Why? Like, if you know that nothing is going to happen, if you know you've got dead air in your movie, at least put a creepy score and, like, give us something to hold on to. They literally don't even try to make the boring parts of this film suspenseful, so we just end up checking our watches, and literally, I fell asleep at one point, and I was like, oh shit, I guess a horror movie's still going on here.
Not to interrupt your final thoughts, but I guess I'm going to. There's one little part.
Fuck you.
No, there's one little part that doesn't make sense. Like, she hangs herself with Christmas lights.
Yes.
And then when they go back in her room later in the movie, the Christmas lights are still up.
But you don't know those are her only Christmas lights.
But why wouldn't...
Maybe they reattach the Christmas lights.
Her mother is the type of mother that needs the room the way it was.
Okay, it's like...
Which, incidentally, shout out to the girl who played Teen Witch in the 90s movie. That's who that was.
Then what?
The mom. You didn't recognize her?
Oh, she my played, God.
What,
she was Teen Witch?
Was
no.
Teen Witch.
Teen Witch. Not Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Teen Witch.
I don't know that movie.
Top that? I don't really give up about trying to top that. Top that? You've never seen Teen Witch? God damn it, Chris.
No, I didn't never even heard of it.
Y'all are from different generations.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Teen Witch is the gap between Chris and the rest
of
the
it's like Teen Witch for Brian, Teen Wolf for Chris.
That's true.
Okay.
I actually did ride on top of a van and went urban surfing because of Teen Wolf.
There you go.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, Chris was going to do that anyway. I mean, you can't blame
people did actually used to do that before Teen Wolf, for the record.
Why?
Because it was a stupid thing to do before the internet. Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
How are your final thoughts going, Brian?
Okay, am I going to get to finish my final thoughts? Outlook is unclear. No, but here's the thing. It's terrible acting, and this movie really should have been called White Bitch Please. Because she made me hate my own race. Like, true. She was doing all of the wrong things, and her only solution to every problem is, well, let's go to the board.
Let's go back to the house.
Let's go to the board. It's like, leave the fucking... The board only causes you problems. Stop breaking out the Ouija board. Where are we going to play it? I don't know, maybe the only table in the house? Like, just stop. Stop.
I always appreciate movies where they go, there is such a thing as a supernatural, and it's very powerful. So therefore, there are probably experts out there who are good at handling it, and they go call them. Yes. I love it when that happens. In this movie, you're like, we're fucked. We're so out of our element. You know what? At least look on the internet again. Maybe there are Ghostbusters out there.
That was one of the good parts of Paranormal Activity, where they call that medium or whatever. Yeah. He's like, I don't want to eat part of
this. Yes, absolutely. And that's what these white bitches in this movie should have done. When your sister gets grabbed the exact same way twice in the same movie, you would think she would know to stay out of that goddamn basement.
True.
That's all I'm going to say. And also, this really is like watching a Cabin in the Woods scenario that has gone completely awry. And with that in mind, I'm going to give this 2 out of 10 Hadley and Citizens, because there has to be one of each, otherwise I would have given it 1.
You know, you use a device called a planchette to play Ouija, but the truth is this is just plain shit. It's
like the twist in this movie. I saw that joke coming.
Indeed. Well, because you are the expert.
I gave it a thumbs up. You can't see,
I had to work a bit to get to the planchette plain shit, but you know what? It was like it was there the whole time.
Is this pun present here? Give us a sign.
I can't bring myself to be passionate about hatred with this film. It just isn't that kind of film. Yeah. It's just forgettable. It's like not off in the middle of it because there's no big surprises. It's not one of those movies that made me pissed off. Although there were some, like I said, if I liked this at all, the woman behind me would have made me go get a manager.
Yeah.
You know, they were so horrible.
So true.
Oh my God. But the fact that I was like, this is just terrible. I don't give a shit. Let them talk.
That was sort of it. It's like, you know what? This movie isn't good enough
to complain about. Yeah. There's the only thing I feel like I want to say more positive about, and the only thing I can say is what I already said. The actual very few scenes where the ghosts are on camera are actually kind of effective. The guys who did the CG and the practical makeup, they made cool-looking, really creepy ghosts, and those are cool, which are completely diffused by the yay, we won scene towards the end with the worst kind of Deus Ex Machina bullshit ever.
True.
I just... God, that's it. That's all I can think of to say positive about this. So I'm just going to say I'm going to give this 2 out of 10 tired, overused horror cliches.
You know what, though? If we don't hate this movie, we're going to get 15 just like it.
That's true.
I'm telling you, the next movie we see is there was a point in the movie where they're like, you have to destroy the board and the body. And I was like, wait, are they going to play Operation now?
You know,
is that what's going to happen?
But, I mean, I feel like that's what happened with Insidious. I feel like everybody went, hey, Insidious is good. And since then, that's been the only wide-release movie that's come out in 2 years.
And much to your point earlier, and I will admit this, that's fine to me. The thing I'm talking about as far as movies, quote-unquote, like this, is movies based on fucking toys. That's what I'm talking
Small
about.
Small Soldiers is based on toys.
Not based on any real toys. Thank you very much.
Or Toy Story, although
Plus,
there were
Small
real
Soldiers
toys
is fucking awesome.
Small Soldiers.
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Let's watch that.
Small Soldiers, 10 out of 10.
Yay! Definitely the
Look
oldest
for the
guy in this room.
Really? Look for the commentary, members.